Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Absolutely key hour straight ahead. I want to get into this MIT report. We already knew this from DARPA reports put out in the last 7 years, but here it is. Public news. This is MIT news office put out by MIT. Moral judgments can be altered by magnets, by cell phones in a key area of the brain right behind the ear. Literal mind control. MIT news office. That is coming up. Also, we told you about this 3 weeks ago. Here it is, mainstream news out of the Associated Press. Mexican helicopter spotted again in Texas airspace. Way over. And here's a Houston Chronicle. Two Mexican helicopters sighted in U.S. airspace. Pentagon looks into violation of military aircraft. So finally hitting Houston Chronicle, finally hitting AP. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to get into this article. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. Also, the latest on the Hatari militia clearly being set up. Also, Obama responds to criticism by talk radio, open discussions by these different groups and organizations to go after free speech. I also want to get into the states that are now moving with laws, not just with lawsuits at the federal level, but laws to block and nullify, because the states have to pay for a bunch of the Medicare and Medicaid, and it's unconstitutional, these unfunded mandates under Obamacare as they slash Medicare and Medicaid. And I also never got into a congressman a few days ago saying he was worried about overpopulation in Guam because he believes that islands float like inner tubes, and that it will cause it to capsize. I keep forgetting. Will you cue that up and print me that article about the capsizing Guam? It's one of the Infowars.com tiles there, because I want to be able to go over the article also before we cover that. Bob Chapman's coming up. We're going to have Barry Cooper and Candy Cooper in studio. Headline, police, quote, teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. Children were taken. Barry Cooper, of course, exposing government drug dealing and more. Well, this is how the government deals with you when you do that. You're not allowed to teach your children that the government cannot be trusted. That is not allowed in America. Your children belong to the state. Your children belong to the government. And we'll dovetail that with this article up at Infowars.com. Pre-crimes, Hatari, and free political speech today here on this jam-packed broadcast. And again, I will let you know that coming up later in the hour, I'm going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv and premiere two new trailers for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And the Police State 4 trailer, it's a short trailer and a sneak peek. So it's a trailer and a sneak peek from the 2 hour, 20 plus minute film, not to mention the 30 plus minutes of extras that are on both documentaries. I mean, I'm struggling to even describe everything these films cover, ladies and gentlemen. These will be so explosive in waking people up in your area. Folks that don't know about the FEMA camps or have been taught that they don't exist, this proves it. This explains how the takeover is happening. This explains how this operation is being set up and constructed. Both of the films are available on DVD. You can pre-order them now. One of them starts shipping in 13 days, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined. The other starts shipping and premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in 19 days at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and your purchase also makes this radio show possible. But two new powerful tools in the info war. They can't stop the signal. They can even shut the web down. But they can't stop you making copies of films and putting up flyers and billboards and talking person to person and starting your own newsletters and calling into talk radio. Again, all available at Infowars.com. Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We posted this yesterday. It's from C-SPAN, and no, it's not an April Fool's joke here on April 2nd. Georgian Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson said during an Armed Services Committee hearing last week that Guam is in danger. My fear that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize, he said, in all seriousness. We don't anticipate that, responded Admiral Robert Willard. For some reason, he did not burst out laughing, but you can see he was shocked a little bit. He went on to talk about climate change. So it's not just that we have evil people in government. We have ignorant people who really believe that if the ice caps melt, which they're not melting, they're getting bigger the last 3 years. The Earth's been cooling for at least 10. The warming trend reversed 15 years ago. That's now admitted by the IPCC. They've gone from denying that and saying you can't question the science to saying, okay, it's true. But anybody knows that, and they've done the cubic trillion ton calculations, that if you take a glass and pile it all the way high, 2 or 3 inches above, with ice, that ice displaces more volume than water. Frozen water, ice, displaces more volume than water. This is well known. And that if you have melting to a certain point, at a certain point, then it actually reverses because there's such a larger volume in the glaciers. But that even upwards of half of the Arctic and Antarctic melting would cause water levels to go down because only the tip, as the old cliche goes, of the iceberg is visible. you get over 95 or even higher, depending on the volume of the ice, of the iceberg is under the water. It's like an ice cube. Only the edge of the ice cube in your glass of water or your glass of orange juice or whatever you've got ice in, your iced tea, only the very edge of the ice floats. And so if you have massive melting to a point, after a certain point, it does make water levels go up. It will actually displace less volume with all that ice in the ocean and those big ice caps jutting out into the ocean and all the life that's going on in the ocean underneath the ice caps. If it melts, you have the water levels go down. And we have all the global measurements that we've shown here on air from ports in Europe, in the United States, in Asia. And overall, water levels in the last 150 years have gone down on average by about a foot. A little over a foot. So water levels have gone down, ladies and gentlemen, massively. Now, the news media will show a beach eroding, say, in South Texas, Mustang Island, and say, oh, my gosh, global warming. No, those intercoastal islands are always being destroyed and being built up. They're being built up. They're being destroyed. It's random. And it deals with the moon and the tidal forces that it exerts. What causes the wind? What causes the waves? What causes most of the activity in the ocean? The moon. Then it's the sun. And I've had top climatologists on covering this. It is a fact that the moon drives the tidal forces of the earth. The moon. The moon. That big rock up in the sky at night. It was full a few days ago. And I'm not being sarcastic there when I explain to people the moon is causing it. I know we have new listeners here, a lot of new listeners, and they really believe everybody's going to die. They really believe the earth is heating. They really believe carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. They are people like Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson talking to the admiral, and he doesn't understand. He thinks islands are floating on the ocean. He doesn't know that they're the tips of mountains and hills. He doesn't know they go down to the bottom of the ocean, that many islands are volcanoes that come up out of the water, like the Hawaiian island chain or many areas in Iceland. Iceland's been having big eruptions. The main island of Iceland is getting bigger right now. It's not floating. It's not like an inner tube or a raft when you float down the river. It's big mountains. Mountains. Tectonic forces can drive up mountains and form new islands. There can be earthquakes and islands can go underwater. You can have something like Krakatoa that destroys much of an island. You can have things like Pompeii in Italy, and global warming didn't cause that. You've got Danny Glover and the UN saying Haiti was caused by global warming. Has nothing to do with it. And look, I know my mainline listeners are laughing. This is not a joke. There are a lot of people that believe islands float. And he believes, this congressman who's for global warming and for the carbon tax, he's not an evil person, obviously. He's a moron. He's public school educated, and he believes that if too many people, he starts talking about how a city is on one side of the island, too many people get on that side of the island, and the island will flip over like a sailboat. If you get too many people on one side of a sailboat, it can capsize. Now, I was fishing a few weeks ago and saw a catamaran capsize. My kids thought that was pretty interesting. But that was... A sailboat is not the island of Guam. So I wanted to play this clip. You want to see the video from C-SPAN, it's up on Infowars.com. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The island of Guam will capsize from overpopulation. The people will make the island flip over. Here it is.
This is an island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore? And at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And also things like the environment, the sensitive areas of the environment, coral reefs and those kinds of things, and I know that, you know, lots of people don't like to think about that, but, you know, we didn't think about global warming either. And now we do have to think about it. And so I'm concerned from an environmental standpoint whether or not Guam is the best place to do this relocation, but it's actually the only place. Is that correct?
This is the best place. This is the farthest west U.S. territory that we own. And, you know, this is part of our nation. And in readdressing the forward presence and posture importance.
Representative Hank Johnson is real. He is Georgia's 4th Congressional District. This was from C-SPAN last week. And, of course, he believes global warming is real. Of course he thinks. And he believes that the island of Guam is floating in the Pacific Ocean, and that it's going to tump over if too many Marines are based there. That because he sees the base on one side of the island, and he knows a boat will tump over if too many people get on the side of a boat, and so he's worried that this is going to then tump over. And that's the type of people we're arguing with. When I talk to the general public, you think he's uniquely ignorant, uniquely stupid? No, he's par for the course. I talk to adults that don't even really understand we're a planet, that don't even, I'm not joking, who don't even understand we're orbiting a sun, who don't understand. See, the government is pitching everything at these type of individuals. That's why they're moving ahead with tyranny. Because you've got people that literally have the mental capacity of about a six-year-old. And it's the frequency pollution, the bad food, the lack of education, all the television watching. It's the being dumbed down. It's the mercury in the shots. It's the fluoride in the water. It's the GMO crops. We've gone from 1 in 20-something thousand 20 years ago with autism. Now it's 1 in 68. The news says 1 in 105. There's just people that are mentally retarded everywhere. I talk to business people. I talk to well-to-do yuppies. They're complete idiots. But they know all about their local football team. They get that right. And their heads are so full of just mindless baloney that they believe that the countries are going to capsize if there's too many people. They believe that man is causing earthquakes. They believe that if we, and maybe Representative Hank Johnson can come up with a tax to stop. Maybe if we pay him a tax or Al Gore some money, maybe that will cause islands from capsizing. What do you think, guys? Maybe if we shut down a few factories, put some more taxes on you, maybe they'll save us then? Because, hey, the science is settled, according to Representative Hank Johnson, that islands float. These rock islands are floating on top of the water. I guess he thinks there's an anchor underneath the island that keeps it from blowing around. Maybe you could put a sail up on islands, a big sail, and then kind of cruise them around like a big cruise ship. You just go out to an island, put a big sail up, and just start sailing around, you know. Hey, Hank, well, Congressman, why aren't those islands moving around? Because they're they're floating on top of the water. And now I'm a conspiracy theorist. Okay, the science is settled. The island will capsize. I'm wrong. I apologize.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
We are islands in a stream. Islands have their own buoyancy. His name is Hank Johnson. He's considered the pride of Georgia and a renowned expert on island buoyancy. Look, Dolly Parton says the science is settled. Islands are floating. The IPCC, the UN, Congressman Johnson, they've put it on record that islands are floating and people are a danger and may make them jump over into the ocean and then all those children would die. But don't worry, you send a big check to Al Gore, let him run your life, and he will give you island capsize insurance. It's very inexpensive. It's only about 20% of our GDP. And again, this is the type of morons that believe man-made global warming and believe carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. But don't worry. Obama to crush economy with massive CO2 tax as early as next week. Massive cuts in CO2 emissions, but only for the United States and Europe. Everything will then move to China and Mexico and India. But that's okay. California's last auto plant shuts its doors. The last car is rolled off the production lines. The last auto plant in California and others are shutting down. And don't worry, carbon taxes will make the few other factories we've got in places like San Antonio, Texas, move to China, where there will be no carbon taxes. Hip, hip, hooray! Good job, they're saving us. That way, the North American continent, after all, it is an island. The Earth is 76% covered with water. Did you know that, what is it, more than 70% of the U.S. population lives on our coastlines in Florida and the East Coast and in Texas and on the West Coast? That could cause the continent to capsize or maybe break off in two because all the weight is on the edges of the country. Maybe it's going to maybe that's what the Mississippi River is. Maybe the Mississippi River was formed in the middle of the country because everybody lives on the edges of the country, and maybe the country's starting to break. Break in two, and it'll capsize in two, like a sailboat breaking. Oh, Al Gore will come on TV. Pay me more taxes fast. The country's going to capsize. I'm going to save you. You know, the issue here is this is not a joke. This is what they're really doing. In fact, cue it. Can you guys cue it back up on short notice to the middle? It was in the middle that he got into the capsizing because he's saying, hey, this is a thin, long island, and our base is over there on the side, and the admiral says, well, sir, 8,000 Marines, I don't know if they'll make it capsize. He doesn't even deny it. In fact, if they say the science is settled, then we'll have to start dispersing our populations on islands in a geographic way. We'll have to be GPS tracked and microchipped to make sure that we're only allowed to go to certain areas of islands at certain times, or it could tump over. And, of course, CNN's not talking about this. Nobody's talking about this because maybe it's the new science. Maybe it's true. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Maybe it's wrong that islands are made out of rock and sand and are part of the seafloor jutting up through the top of the ocean. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Representative Hank Johnson, Georgia's 4th Congressional District, maybe he's right. Here he is.
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again with 8,000 Marines in their
back it up again. I got to hear that.
Because
it's the way the admiral goes. He kind of smiles and looks and says, "Sir, we're not anticipating that." But it's just as laughable that carbon dioxide is a deadly nerve gas, but they teach kids that everywhere. Here it is.
Sir, I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families,
folks,
it's an addition of about...
It's even funnier when you actually watch the video and the admiral trying to not bust out laughing. But it's the same thing with carbon dioxide and everything else. We just let these people sit here and tell us this. Of course, Al Gore and David Rothschild and... Bill Gates all pushing this. They know full well when they get up before school kids and show them graphics of carbon dioxide and how we've got to cut the human population to reduce it. They picked a gas that we exhale that plants use to respirate, used for photosynthesis. They picked it because it's part of the life cycle, one of the four life-giving elements, water, light, carbon dioxide, oxygen. They picked it because they get the tax and run everything. and they got a bunch of idiots to think islands capsize who are going to go for it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I mentioned this in the last hour. I'm going to read the article written by Paul Joseph Watson coming up here in a few minutes. It is so important. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. And this ties into the government setting up militias to create the perception there's this danger from gun-owning Americans. We have the false flag of a week and a half ago now confirmed from multiple angles. No one said the N-word to the congressman walking through the Tea Parties in front of the Capitol. On the day it passed, no one said we're going to kill you. They said kill the bill. No one spit in their faces. That was a false flag. This is going to be their strategy to turn this around on us because the healthcare takeover is so unpopular. The greenhouse gas taxes are so unpopular. This whole agenda is so unpopular right now. So that is coming up. But I want to premiere here for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're now simulcasting the last 2.5 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv as we do every day, some days even more. I want to premiere 2 new trailers. Now, the first one is for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Then the next piece is a longer trailer because it's not only a new police state trailer. It begins with a sneak peek, just a 3 minutes from the 2-hour, 20-plus-minute film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, where the feds and the military were trying to set up my cameramen as terrorists that wanted to attack the military base. And they did this to a lady in upstate New York who just went and photographed a base because she was concerned about FEMA camps. This is what they do. So that is coming up as well. Now, both these trailers are going up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next hour. They're not on YouTube yet. They're not on the Alex Jones channel yet. They're not posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet yet. But when you're listening to this as a rebroadcast on stations across the country or XM, coming up on Saturday and Sunday, they will both be up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also pre-order both the films. The DVDs are now being shipped to us. They've been manufactured. We'll be shipping out on April 15th. And, of course, the first film will premiere April 15th. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, over 2 hours, jam-packed, the history of the New World Order, who they are, how they run their operations. And then on the 21st, we're going to premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA at PrisonPlanet.tv. But now is your chance to order the highest quality DVDs, and that also supports this radio broadcast. Let's go to trailer number 3 for Invisible Empire.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Adolf Hitler, he wanted a world government with himself as the master leader.
One small central authority of individuals can then dictate a policy that's going to be distributed down to the rest of the world, everywhere.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of a world superclass. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
We've become accustomed to the idea that every now and then something is going to happen, and we just know from the beginning we're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt.
Americans are easily motivated by false flag operations, and I think it's inevitable that we will see false flag operations in the near future.
Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth.
A network Washington set up to run arms to the Contras wound up running cocaine for the most vicious drug cartel in the world.
Barney Frank acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
If you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. Secure your copy of Invisible Empire on DVD at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That is a powerful trailer, and the film is even more powerful. Be the first to see it. Order your DVD today. We ship them out in the order that the orders are received. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Mark Dice, and, of course, G. Edward Griffin, and just so many others, Peter Del Scott, you name it, in this documentary film, Burmis, 18 months in the making. I had a hand in it. Aaron, Jacobson, Whiteside, the great team in here made this film possible. And it's as high a quality and as hard-hitting as Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, but with Jason's twist on it. Order the DVD today, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. It's 1995 for 3 hours. It's a two-plus-hour film, 30-plus minutes of extras, incredible. And then, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is up at 3 hours with a two-hour, 20-minute film, and then all the extras. And this film is just indescribable as well. I set out to make a film a year ago about FEMA camps, but I found out they were making Camp FEMA, so I waited to consult on that and be part of it, and it's excellent. We sell it. But this gets into COG, executive orders, FEMA camps, the Governor's Council, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the riot police, the G20, false flag terror, the underwear bomber. It's got Tarpley, myself, just many others. It's got Salente in it. Again, so jam-packed, and it's done in an updated style, but the same as my original Police State films. It's powerful. So Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Now, this intros with a sneak peek from a section where they tried to frame my camera crew in Pittsburgh as trying to attack the base and then running off, and then the police tried to frame them as terrorists, and I had to get on the telephone and let them know that we had financial backing and that we would protect our people. Dude still got arrested. I had to spend thousands in court to defeat that fraud. I mean, this is an important film for anybody that's questioning whether FEMA camps are real and who want to understand this police state surveillance grid takeover. Here it is, trailer 2, extended sneak peek from Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA.
I need all InfoWarriors, anyone in the Northeast, anybody in the Midwest, to go to Pittsburgh now with video cameras. The troops are bought and paid for by offshore banks. Republic is falling right now. They are openly bringing in martial law. They have troops deploying in every major city. We need everybody to go to Pittsburgh who loves this country.
International media, government staffers, and protesters.
The G20 basically represents the largest nations which participate in the Western banking cartel, which I feel is behind a lot of the pain, anguish, and misery that exists in our world today.
This is such a police state there that they tried to talk to the military and talk to the spokesman last night. Defense Link put a press release out, and they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they got their license number, had the police pose as Alamo rental car people from the county there, Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. They called them and said, oh, your car's got no brakes. Bring it in. And they said, well, we're in the coordinate G20. We're news reporters. We can't get out till tomorrow. And they said, well, that's fine, because I'm a police officer with the Army and FBI, and you've all been put on terror list, and your life's over, boy. We know you're a terrorist, and you were sneaking around the military base and ran. All lies.
Okay, so I just went over. They're going to have a guy come out and talk to us, or they said they'll get us a number to contact. He said the PAO. This is probably him right here.
Briefly, tell folks about last night. You guys pull up to the gate. You asked to talk to the public information officer. They called the police and lied and said that you were sneaking around.
Yes, sir. How's it going? We were responding to a news story that the National Guard was going to be masked to go into Pittsburgh. Can we get a comment on that?
We then pulled off to the side of the road where they instructed us to. We waited around 15 or 20 minutes. A representative came back. Immediately, he was hostile towards us. He did not like our credentials.
We're out of Austin, Texas, Channel 10.
Katie, can I see your credentials?
We tried to get as much information as we could. He refused to answer our questions. So then Rob asked him for his information and where we could contact him tomorrow if we could get a word with him. He then gave it, and we left.
Speech, freelance reporter.
Yes, sir.
You guys have credentials for the G20? I can't. In the middle of the night, you come here tomorrow. We'll see if we can accommodate you.
It's 8 o'clock.
I mean, we only got a few questions, man.
Yeah, we just have like 4 questions.
The answer's no. I'm not going to comment. No, I'm not. That's okay. If you get some credentials, you get some that I can work with.
We didn't run away from anything. By the time that we had left, turned around, and exited the main military facility, there was another car parked on the other side of the road, waited for us to pass, followed us for an exit, then got off. And then we were shot when Douglas got a call trying to entrap him and have us go return our rental car for, quote-unquote, 2 more free days. When we didn't fall for that, he then came clean and said he was actually military personnel, and he wanted to know whether or not we were terrorists, Alan.
And then he told Douglas, you're on a list now, pal, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he did.
With pleasure. You ran from them. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
In the not too distant future,
they're closing in!
Already the press has been chosen.
They said the market would drop by 4,000 points, blood would flow in the streets,
and lions would be devouring children in the parks of Los Angeles.
Got the same story. It's just FBI training, but it was FEMA.
Do you believe that the military will fly around?
Coming April 21st to the InfoWar. Secure your DVD at InfoWars.com. Powerful new documentary film, ladies and gentlemen. And for radio listeners that want to be able to see the video, not just hear the audio, in the next hour, both of these will be posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Both of the new, and I think both of these are the best trailers. This is the third Invisible Empire trailer, the second Police State trailer. We're going to have more sneak peeks from both films coming up now in the next week and a half before Invisible Empire comes out, in the next 2.5 weeks before the Rise of FEMA premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day, you really should become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Okay, coming up, we got Bob Chapman coming on. We've got Barry Cooper and Candy Cooper in studio. Here's the headline. Police teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unstable, unsuitable parents. We're going to be breaking that down. But here's a key intel report for everyone joining us. They're passing through executive fiat the carbon taxes, shutting down the coal plants, not letting new ones get built, taxes on all homes, all businesses, all states, all electricity, all gas, all oil. The IRS is taking over health care, cutting Medicare and Medicaid, raising massive new taxes, putting new taxes on the states, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. The people are finding out. Rush Limbaugh said repeatedly last week, I agree with him on this, but the point is even mainstream is saying this now, mainstream conservatives, that there's no way politically without staging terror or without having a big crisis that they can get away with this in the upcoming elections, that they will stage crises. Michael Savage is saying it. So the point is, anyone who has a political brain and who's been around knows this is happening. There's open talk about shutting down talk radio, shutting down the web, Associated Press, Cybersecurity Act. FCC head says replace alternative media and talk radio with state-owned, state-run media. Here's the headline. FCC advisor advocates state-run propaganda megaphone to counter alternative media. This is red alert information. They're arresting militia, setting them up. Hutari did nothing. Informants inside ran the whole thing, as we told you Monday, now completely confirmed. Now, here's the big one. Here's the big issue. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Alert. Get this out to everyone. It will be a devastating blow to the federal anarchists if you let them hit you and videotape it. It was a devastating blow that a week and a half ago, the Black Congressional Congress didn't use the tunnel from the office building to the Capitol. They walked through the Tea Party. No one spit. No one yelled, kill them. No one said the N-word. That's now been confirmed from all the video angles. The media is having to backtrack. That was a false flag. They lied. No one was arrested like McClatchy newspaper said. No one got, it was all made up, and we have video from multiple angles of the incidents. We played it yesterday. It's posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They are desperate to demonize you. They know over 80% of the public is against what's happening. They know you're waking up. They will bomb federal buildings. They will stage mass shootings. They will attack IRS buildings. I'm telling you, this isn't a question of if, but when. Unless we get massive news out on this now, we may be able to back these people off. If people stop mincing their words and start telling the truth about what we're facing. And the fact that big Republican Party operatives are now having to tell the truth about staged attacks, staged terror, Limbaugh and Savage and others, tells you they know how much danger they're even in. I mean, this is a hardcore takeover happening. Now, here's how they're going to do one of their attack probes. We know the anarchists have been caught in Seattle, caught in Austin, caught in Canada 2 years ago, caught in Genoa, Italy, flown in by government. They tump over things, burn things, attack cops. Many times they are cops. In the case of Ottawa, that's Toronto Star headline. Royal Mounted Police admit they staged attacks on their own officers as pretext to attack the peaceful crowds. That doesn't mean people who are anarchists, real anarchists, are bad. I'm not saying that. The disinfo always says I'm attacking anarchists. These violent groups are Fed-run. It's proven. Now listen to this. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. Look behind the balaclava, many of self-proclaimed anarchists, and you'll find a Stalinist thug. Given the past history of how so-called anarchist groups were so easily infiltrated and provocateured by the authorities to commit meaningless acts of violence that only served to discredit political causes, we should be alarmed by the possibility that anarchist plans to, quote, crash the Tea Parties will present the perfect opportunity for the establishment to create a flashpoint with which to demonize constitutionalists and unruly extremists. I'll continue and finish up the article on the other side. Some of the biggest anarchist groups are saying they're planning to come out and get disruptive and do what they do. They are Fed-run, Fed-protected, just like the anarchist leader from Austin set up other anarchists in the firebombing at the Republican National Conference up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I told you at the time that was a setup. Now it's admitted.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
I have seen this over and over again, and the right wing has provocateurs too that work for their right wing blogs with the Michelle Malkin setup. When they said that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin, we got the raw video out and showed their people were behind me screaming it. So there's dirty tricks on both sides, but the big, massive operation is with Obama's people. Continuing, according to leading anarchist website InfoShop News, on April 15th, thousands of right-wingers will attend rallies. Well, don't they agree with you more for smaller government anarchists? But when you really meet these anarchists, they're always wearing red stars. On April 15th, thousands of right-wingers will attend rallies in cities and towns across the United States. The organizers of these nationwide day of protest call it a Tea Party. This Tea Party movement that emerged only a year ago is a coalition of conservatives, anti-Semites, fascists, libertarians, racists, constitutionalists, militiamen, gun freaks, homophobes, Ron Paul supporters, and Alex Jones conspiracy types, and American flag wavers. Yeah, you don't want to wave that American flag. So I'm lumped in with those evil flag wavers. In one paragraph, the so-called anarchists have regurgitated wholesale the exact rhetoric that the corporate-owned media, their supposed adversaries, have been spewing ceaselessly for months on end, that anyone who opposes big government, which is what anarchists are supposed to do, is a racist and a extremist. While also lying about the origins of the Tea Party, which is in fact was started by Ron Paul supporters as early as 2007. The anarchist's primary reason for wanting to crash Tea Party demonstrations because as the Tea Party movement takes over the country, they will really hurt poor people by getting rid of social programs like food stamps, unemployment benefits, disability benefits, student aid, Free Health Care Act, quote, is completely at odds with the traditional anarchist political doctrine of extremely limited or no government whatsoever. Yeah, most of these attack groups that call themselves anarchists are communists. I mean, I've been there. I've seen them wearing red stars and talking about Mao Zedong and how great he is. The article continues here. As Kurt Nemo points out, these people are not anarchists at all. They are leftist, teenage socialist punks who like to call themselves workers, but a good portion of whom have probably never worked a day in their life. They make for perfect puppets through which the establishment can manipulate to demonize its real political adversaries. And then they link to all the news articles for page after page, Denver Post, Toronto Star, all the articles where mainstream news admits the police stage these groups and stage these events 110%. They've been caught over and over and over and over again. All over this nation, all over the world, all over other countries. And that's just the first part of the article. I'm going to come back and cover some more of it. But as we have constantly warned, the latter half of April represents the most dangerous time period for when we can expect violence to be staged or provocateured, which will instantly be blamed on Tea Partiers, libertarians, and constitutionalists. A brief history of how anarchist groups have been infiltrated and steered by authorities to commit mayhem and violence in order to justify a crackdown of free speech and the right to assemble has never been more prescient. Then we have the links. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. We have another link here at the G20 summit where they got caught doing it. We have links all over the world. The 1999 WTO, the 2008 situation in Canada. We have links to all of this in the article. We also show how hired thugs that work for Obama all over the country are beating up Tea Party people, and the news spins it and says the Tea Party people are attacking them. Just like a week and a half ago when the Democratic congressman walked through and claimed that the N-word was yelled, they were spit at, people said they were going to kill him. The closest thing to truth there is kill the bill. Kill the bill. No spitting, no N-word. That video is all out there of the actual incident. They claim people were arrested for doing it. They were not arrested. All part of this hoax. And we're now into April. It is April 2nd on this Friday edition. This is the time as we go into this. Tea Party people need to be made aware of this. They need to have cameras. They need to have video cameras. They need to be protecting themselves. And they need to be nonviolent. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.